I'm Amarita and I'm in year 10. Watching people through my window again, it's kind of funny to see how happy they look, almost as if it's all fake. You find many different people walk past this window every day, people of different cultures, and of course the whites. Some people say I hold a grudge, especially towards white people. And if I'm honest, how can you not? They're like thieves who steal and use their privileges almost like discounts. Alright, I know I can be tough at times, but when I do step outside, I can't help but feel so scared and defensive like crows are at night. Especially after I found out about what happened to my parents. I can't help but feel so blue and empty, like there's no sun here to brighten me up. And without my parents here, I feel as if all I have left are my shadows who creep on me at night like animals. But lately, something very big happened. I saw crowds of people who looked like me, sounded like me, and had the same emotions that I feel every day. They were marching and screaming at the top of their lungs, eyes almost bulging out of their heads. In time, I noticed that they were my people, marching for our rights. And automatically, it brought me back to a conversation I shared with my father. He whispered, "Don't let them intimidate you. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Our people are first, and we are plentiful. Black is beautiful." But I couldn't bring myself to it. I couldn't even walk to the door. How was I supposed to go out and join them when I can't even take care of myself? But then something very unusual caught my eyes. I saw different people in the flood marching too. The Asians, the Blacks, the Middle Easterns, the Fobs, and even the Whites. I felt something.